Hallelujah. You know, some time ago, the Lord began to speak to me. He said, tell my people how to behave. And I really do not know how to put that into words, or how to put how what are the things God gave me for outline. And so as I began to talk about, I began to look around and look, you know, the world in 2017 is in a chaotic situation. And the thing that is taking place is everybody is going around without hope. Say, no hope. They say there's no hope. Because without Jesus, nothing is hopeless. And the hope is in Jesus. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ has been very misunderstood. Let me give you... Lisa put in Acts. Acts chapter 1. You see, Jesus went up to heaven. Acts chapter 1. Of that, I'm okay. The gist of it: Jesus was came and gave the commandment, and as Jesus went up to heaven, and the disciples were looking up to heaven, two men in white robe said, "Why are you waiting? And what are you looking up?" The same Jesus that was taken up in heaven will come again in the same manner as he went up to heaven. The hope of the church is Jesus Christ, who went up to heaven, took his place, will now come back again and fulfill all the fulfillment of the promise. He'll come back to the earth to take the church. The hope of the church, or blessed hope, is the coming of the Lord. Why? Because there is a plan that God has to put an end to sin, and there is an eternity plan that was not preached very well. God will bring everything to an end and bring on to a new heaven and new earth. There is a hope and life after that God has for the church. For the people. And why we are here? We are here to evangelize and bring people to the Lord. But what is happening in the world is, without Christ, people are wandering without hope. And the world has become so hopeless that people are predicting the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know there are a certain group of people in the Christian circle on the 23rd of September predicted that Jesus will come again? How many of you all know that? Are they right? Are they wrong? Let me tell you this. No one can predict the exact coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, no one. No one can predict exactly, but we will know the time and the season. But from church history, or from restoration history, men in the spirit will realize that something is coming in. But in their mind and in their education, they cannot pinpoint. They say Christ is coming. For example, in 1963, there was a big stirring with a group of people in the evangelical circle. Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back. They were so radical, they were waiting for Jesus, but Jesus did not come. But what happened is, in the spirit realm, God broke through. The charismatic movement was birthed. In 1988, we were in the States at that time. Exactly same September, around 11th to the 23rd of September, many of the people, especially in the Assemblies of God, were waiting for the coming of the Lord. They said, Christ will come. That he didn't come. That many were discouraged. But what happened? In the spirit, they sensed something is happening, but they cannot compute with their theology and in their mind and the setting. Nothing happened, but what that was the birth of the prophetic movement under Bill Hammond. It was taking place. And I believe this prediction that they have, it's not the coming of the Lord, something that God is breaking through into the body of Christ, and we got to be awakened. Because scriptures say no one knows exactly the date that comes, but we will know the seasons and the time that is coming in. And however, saying 2017, we are closer to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I dare not say when it is, but it's very close, it's close and close. But Jesus told us a few signs that will take place, seasons that will come take place. And number one, okay, can you put in? The second coming of Jesus Christ is to bring hope. Say it with me. When Jesus Christ comes, all our hopelessness goes up, and there is hope, and there is life, and there is a destiny that God has for us. Okay, the promise of Christ himself, this is what Jesus said, for hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting in the right hand of the Father, and is coming in the clouds in the heavens. Christ will come from the clouds for the church. So now in a hopeless world, Jesus said, I'll come again. In fact, he's coming for the church. Even our tenor believe he'll come literally, personally, and he comes on the planet earth to receive the church. Let us look at the signs. There are four signs of the coming of the Lord, just in passing. Okay, number one, social sphere. You look at the world in certain realm in the sphere. The first one we got to find out is the pointers is in the social realm, in community, in people. Number one, lawlessness will increase. I'm not going to read the verses, but you can take it. Lawlessness will increase. Lawlessness has to do with authorities. In 1980, I had a vision. I saw a rebellious generation coming against authority. And that is lawlessness. There are four authorities given by the Lord on planet Earth that is representing Jesus. Number one, parental authority. Say with me, parental authority. Then church authority. Then civil authority. And the last one is commercial authority. Okay, the commercial authority, just put it one side. There will be total lawlessness coming against parents, church leaders, and government. This lawlessness is a spirit of Antichrist. I lived in a generation where lawlessness was less compared to today. I'm the child of the 50s and the 60s. Lawlessness to parents and civil authority and even church authority was less. But now from that time to now, 2017, I'm seeing lawlessness has come. You know, there is consequences in lawlessness, the spirit of Antichrist. When you come against parental authority, do you know your life will be shortened? Shorten life. And so we are seeing a generation that is increasing in lawlessness. What happened is shortening the life's span. And it's dangerous. So the signs of the end time, because only Christ have to bring in lawfulness or law and order. And the coming of the Lord is hope. Say lawlessness. Okay, sign number two, in the political realm, there will be wars and rumors of wars. We have been hearing ever since I was born again. I heard there is going to be wars and rumors of wars. Now we are seeing it clearer and clearer. North Korea is threatening war. The Middle East is threatening war. These are signs, but greater. In fact, the quoting from one of the judge of the war crime judge in the United Nations made not too long ago a statement. Okay, can you put the statement? This is what he said. Just Robert Jackson, said this, we are now in a paradox of time that modern society are to fear only one, and that is educated men. Education has brought men to a place where everybody is fighting to kill one another. This is in the United Nations not too long ago. He says, we have come up to so much, we are educated so much without God that we can do anything on this world and destroy the planet Earth. But I want to tell you, God will not let you go. Wars and rumors of wars. I just slipped into the news just last night to see what is happening in North Korea. There's an earthquake now. Whatever is happening, God will intercept. God will intercept. Wars and rumors of wars. Number three. In the spirit realm, say spiritual realm, okay, there will be false prophet. As God raises up true prophet, and false cult will rise. And this is where the church is going to battle. There are many false prophets around who's not preaching the truth. At the same time, there is true prophet, and your only balance of power where you can sift is through the word of God in the Holy Spirit. If someone come and tell you a prophetic word, this is what we stand in our church. God must have spoken before a prophetic word is given to you. If someone come and tell you, you're going to be a missionary to China, okay? Hear me. God must have spoken to you, given desire of China and everything, and prophetic word have to actually confirm what is God has already spoken. In a nutshell, God is not going to allow other people or prophet to know the secrets they have when you do not know yourself. Are you with me? Prophetic dimension is a blessing, at the same time can be a destruction. We put in our church, God must have spoken to you, like China. God must have spoken to you, is there. A prophetic word only confirm what God has given. Don't take prophetic word as your direction. Hello? God, don't take prophetic word as your direction. The only place for direction is the word of God. And God must speak to you, to his word, to yourself, to your spirit, that they have, because the rise of false prophets is coming in. At the same time, I'm not frightening you. We will sift who are the prophets, and when things are wrong, we will let you know. That is why God raises up the fivefold ministry. But the most dangerous thing is cults. Cults is deviation, Jesus plus or Jesus minus. And that is what the church is going to battle with. And God will give us wisdom. Many cults within the church. Huh? Sound doctrine. That is, we in this fellowship, God has given us a man of God to settle the doctrine properly with proper interpretation, Dr. Kevin Connor. We are so grateful eternally for him. He has set the doctrine well, the interpretation of Scripture. Because all the things in the Scripture has to align with a certain pattern of interpretation. We call hermeneutics, the art of interpreting Scripture. You cannot go out of line. When the doctrine is out, everything goes wrong. Say with me, sound behavior, dependent on sound mind. Sound doctrine. Say with me, sound doctrine gives sound behavior. Sound behavior is dependent on sound doctrine. So sound doctrine is so important, and that's what the church is all about, to sift and to bring. And so false prophets and false cults are rising up. This is how you know Christ is coming in. Okay, the fourth one. The rise of Antichrist. Okay, the spirit of Antichrist, spirit of Antichrist is already working. That is lawlessness. When you come against parents, when you come against church authority, when you come against civil authority, even your bosses, that's the spirit of Antichrist. Always have to do it. But there will be one Antichrist coming in. And the indication that he's coming in is the number 666 will be coming in every different shapes. Already in Perth, Bang West is going to is propagating. He said, take a chips here, and you will have you won't get lost. You will get your pension. You'll get your money. You'll get everything. And they are subtly coming in. This is step number one for the invasion of the Antichrist. My advice, or Pastor Michin and I and the church will advise, don't accept the mark. It's better to have your credit card, better to have your pension card, it's better to have your senior card, better to have whatever card physically and make your transaction rather than putting something in your hand, because a time will come that you cannot buy or sell, and all your detail is known to the Antichrist. You will be killed. You will be persecuted. If in case you have gone to this system, better take martyrdom. Hello? If not, you can lose your salvation. That is found in Revelation. Okay, he said, and mark of the Antichrist is coming. Already now in the scene, Christ is coming back. Coming back. Okay, now, having said this, what are we to behave at? How are we to behave? How are we to protect ourselves? How am I to walk in this life? Like two-edged knife blade is around, and this knife age, how are you going to go? Number one, okay? Live in expectation. Say with me, read with me. Live in expectation. Whatever your theology is, live that Christ can come anytime. If you have this, it's called, say, attitude. Attitude. This is, if you have an attitude, I wake up in the morning, Christ may come anytime, you are safe. Because you know what? You have to direct towards God. Number two, learn to live in readiness. Readiness means all your affairs to the world must be in right. If anything that God is putting in this fellowship is righteousness, say with me, righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That means God puts his righteousness. You walk in righteousness. What do I mean? Right standing with God. And right standing with before God, before yourself, before the devil, before your enemies, before the world authority, before crisis, before persecution. What are you going to do? God is putting righteousness in our hearts. Are you right when authorities are not right? When authorities are not around? Right before God, right before yourself. Righteousness before self. Righteousness before others, before your enemy, before your authority, church authority, before earth authority, all the authorities, and finally crisis. When you come, will you stand before crisis? Or will you bring down your standard? Don't compromise. Okay? Don't compromise because of money. Don't compromise because of money. Okay, when this righteousness, you see, when lawlessness comes in, corruption comes in, we got to be right before God. Say with me, living in readiness. Say with me, readiness. You got to come to yourself through with the Word of God and through yourself to ask the Holy Spirit, who are the people or what are the challenges that you're going to meet? People you're going to meet. How are you going to answer? We have to come in readiness. I speak readiness to come by the power of the Holy Spirit. Number three, live in faithfulness. The word faithfulness is a quality of God comes in. Faithful to God, faithful to your spouse, faithful to your children, faithful to the task God has given to us. Ask yourself, as I began to say, faithfulness. Let faithfulness come in. Faithfulness has to do with loyalty. Okay, loyalty. Say with me, loyalty. Faithfulness has to do with loyalty. Loyalty to what God has given. Loyalty to what is given. Your family, your business. Loyalty in line with God. If you can live inside, you're ready for Christ coming in. And lastly, live in holiness. The word holiness is separation. Separated from the world system. That's all. Separate. In other words, transparency. Holiness means separate. This is the Holy Bible. This is a Bible different from the world system. God asks us, the church, to be a holy people. Separated. That means you're not using the system of the world. You have a different system called the kingdom of God and the word of God. And the Holy Spirit will guide us. These are the factors, that these are the ways that you can live in your life. Be conscious in the attitude that when Christ comes, you will not be unaware. You'll be prepared for Christ coming in. Don't be so bothered about his coming in. Come. If you have these four steps you live in, I want to tell you, life, you will be prepared. And God will bless you and take you to a new realm. Okay, especially on the judgment day of Christ, you will be well rewarded. Amen. Amen. Okay. Okay. Okay, the marker of the. Okay. Before we close, let's see this video clipping. Okay, this is what Martin Luther, you know, the founder of the Lutheran Church, says this. Live as though Jesus died yesterday and live as though he's coming tomorrow. A spirit of readiness. Okay. Okay, read what Martin Luther said. Okay, the statement. Number one. Okay, can you read? 1, 2, 3. Live as he. I brought that statement because it is his motto. I want to live for Christ coming in. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming again for you. These are four attitudes that you can practice that you will not be surprised when Jesus comes again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, I ask Pastor Machin to come and conclude after this.